All right, the committee will be convened. We have before us the approval of the agenda without, let me ask if there are any additions or changes to the agenda. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion for approval.
Move approval, Madam.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Without exception, then, the agenda will be approved. Next item is approval of the minutes of October 12. I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes of October 12.
So moved.
A motion, and can we get a second? Hearing no changes, amendments to the minutes, then the minutes will be approved. We have one agenda item, and it is action on the National Capital Region Mutual Aid Agreement. This is an agreement that is being entered to by the various governments within the region pursuant to federal legislation that has been passed primarily to make sure that there's regional cooperation in emergency situations. If we need a presentation, do we need a presentation? I don't think so. So I'll give you an opportunity. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, I just want to.
It looks like he wants to say something.
I just want to say something real. By way of introduction, I just want to introduce Matt Greenwald from our Office of Policy and Government Relations. And also Vince Jankowski, who is assigned to the Office of Counsel, but he's especially assigned to Metro Transit Police. These two gentlemen, along with Mark Miller, Police Chief Polly Hansen, and a team of others, have been instrumental in helping us to secure federal funding for security programs, making us one of the most safe and secure transit systems in the country through the Department of Homeland Security's Urban Area Security Initiative Program, UASI funds. And so as part of that, they're here today to bring this item before you for your consideration. But these are the guys that help us get the federal money to improve our security and our system.
Great. Thank you for your efforts. And did you want a minute to say something about this?
Sure. Thank you and good morning. Happy holidays. Just really quick, this is another good news item for us because it updates the mutual aid agreements in the region and especially addresses an issue of liability and makes clear that jurisdictions take their liabilities, their immunities with them in responding to an emergency. And in our case, we're more likely to be a benefit of this as opposed to rendering aid. We could potentially render aid, but the fact that this clarifies some key issues enables multiple jurisdictions, enhances their ability to come to our aid if we're in a significant emergency.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just add, the last item we just talked about was regional cooperation. This is another example of this. Shell's department and Metro have been working ever since 9/11 on different things. This formalizes it, brings us all together, puts us on the same page, and this is good news.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, if there's nothing further, then I will call for a vote. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, that's approved. And actually, that completes the agenda for today. And looking forward to subsequent agendas on January 18th, we're going to have action on a topic that is very close to my heart and that of Mr. Zimmerman, and that is the living wage policy. So thank you. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
I'm going to think.
Well, we also need opportunity for Chris.
I'm sorry about that.
We all like Michelle.
We're going to save on the paper. That's wonderful. We got to share.
Call Real Estate Committee to order. Approve the agenda if there's any objections. Agenda is approved. Next item is the approval of the minutes of October 19th.
So move.
Moved and seconded.
Second.
Seeing no discussion. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Any noes? Okay, Mr. Thomas, right?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chairman. You all know that Gary is Malasky has taken some vacation time, and in his absence, Kathleen Mitchell is the manager of the Joint Development Program, and she's going to be taking us through the action item this morning.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Zimmer?
Isn't this just the approval of a receipt of a staff report on the a hearing report, rather?
Yes.
You had the hearing?
Yes.
It went well?
Yes.
That's not really my jurisdiction, but wouldn't a motion for approval of the hearing report be in order?
Would you like to make it?
I'd be happy to make a motion, although I would like to have a little discussion.
I would defer to Mr. Solomon myself for such an action, but... Or do I miss the...
It's Rhode Island Avenue.
Oh, I think
it's my...
I thought we were going to... I'm very sorry, Mr. Scott. I would defer to Mr.
Somebody please make a motion.
It was the other side of his home.
Okay.
And Rhode Island Avenue does go through Prince George's County.
Yes, it does. Indeed, it does.
Mrs. Mack, did you make a motion for approval?
I did indeed.
Second.
And seconded by Mr. Solomon. Any discussion?
Well, I'd like to hear a short staff presentation,
we'll
please.
Now that we have a motion.
Good morning. Rhode Island Avenue Metro Station project for us is a unique one because it's the first time that we have ventured into shared parking arrangements. And so most of my short report is going to be about the shared parking, not about the project itself. We were asked by the District of Columbia to reduce the parking, to not replace one-for-one the parking at Rhode Island Station. And we responded, or the developer responded, by creating a plan that showed 215 parking spaces in a WMATA garage, where 387 spaces used to be on a surface lot. We took that out to compact hearing, and the community reacted in a very mixed way, but there was a lot of resistance to the loss of parking. And immediately after the compact hearing, the FTA, Brian Glenn of the FTA, sent us a letter saying that FTA would not approve such a reduction of parking and urging us to look at shared parking as a means of accomplishing kind of both goals, which were to, to not provide more parking than is needed, thereby encouraging automobile usage. in downtown urban areas and to meet the transportation oriented development goals. So we went to negotiation, and it took us many months of negotiation to identify, with Mrs. Mack's help and introductions to the community and speaking with them, to identify the types of groups of riders and how they may be accommodated in a shared parking arrangement. The project itself is mixed use. It has retail, it has residential. And retail is particularly amenable to shared parking because retail users generally, their peak hours are different from commuter peak hours. Residential can be, and it surely is, when the residential is on top of a metro station and one can assume that people who live in that location do so to take advantage of the metro. And so we believe that we came up with an excellent, eventually, it took us a while, an excellent shared parking arrangement that is actually, it provides more parking opportunities for WMATA patrons, and it provides more opportunities for more different types of potential WMATA patrons. What we heard in the compact hearing was that some of the folks in the community who wanted to ride the metro during the day and wanted to park there during the day after the commuter traffic was there could never get a parking space, that the commuter lots filled up by 7:15, and that even folks who, you know, had regular jobs and didn't work for the federal government and didn't have to be in at, you know, O dark 30, as they called it, they felt that they could not, they were not served. And so what we have is we still have the 215 spaces dedicated in a WMATA garage. But in addition to that, we have an array, a menu, if you will, of other spaces. We have 140 spaces that will be shared, 70 each in the residential parking garages. The hours that they will be available to WMATA patrons are from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the evening. That those hours have been extended three times in the last 5 days. I think we've landed them, and that's as good as it's going to get. Because they initially started out at 8:30 to 5 o'clock, and that was just too short. So we've got the developer's agreement on that. In the retail parking area, there are 168 parking spaces that are that the developer has agreed to meter or otherwise manage in a way that they will be available to WMATA patrons as well as the retail shoppers. So it'll be a first come, first serve. But there will be at least 4 hours on the meter. As opposed to what the developer wanted to do for retail parking, which was to limit it to 15-minute or one-hour parking. And they've extended that to 4 hours to give the really short-termers, the guys who say, I want to run to my dentist and I want to jump on the metro and do it and I can never find a parking space to do that, they will be able to turn around. And we believe that'll be good for the retail project because our patrons will come back to the parking area by way of walking past the storefronts and, you know, hopefully stop in and make some purchases. So, you know, the combination of all of the above brings the total parking available to Metro customers for different lengths of time to 556 spaces where there were only 387 before. So we believe we have the support of the ANC, and the developer has agreed to all of the representations that I just made. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
I
would like to compliment all the many stakeholders in this project. I attended the compact hearing. There was, it's fair to say, a lot of disharmony at the hearing because there were kind of citizens who were concerned about having a reduction in their parking, and of course there was much support for the development project which is a good project for the community. And I think what has happened over the many months of discussion about this project is that there's been a great deal of flexibility on both sides, and the community really wins. I don't know if you remember, the board members remember, that we had at least one proposal for this community that we rejected because it was a housing proposal that did not have the supportive services, the retail, and the other amenities that we see in this project now. So I think this is a win-win for everybody. I'm really pleased to see there's been flexibility on both sides to make sure that we have services all around for everyone. And just to close by saying, you know, we have a new name for this station. It's called Rhode Island Avenue Brentwood. And that's so that we understand that it is in the District of Columbia, because Rhode Island is a really long avenue. So in the future, in the future, can we refer to this project as Rhode Island Brentwood?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Brentwood is a nice little town in Prince George's County.
Just can't win, huh? You're right. I know it. As a matter of fact.
Mr. Sama, don't remove your second. She was only joking. Let me just say, I think this is, you know, I'm somewhat surprised by this, but I'm not, because, you know, I was glad that Glenn from FTA was able to give you that guidance, because this is something that we have been doing around the country for probably 20 years. And I remember one of the first projects we did, Ed was a theater complex in Texas, where in fact the theater wanted to engage with some parking with the Transit Authority because they felt they had a major parking lot that was not being used, and they were able to share that. So this kind of concept has been done quite a bit, and we are concerned about our intrusion in the spaces that we have our stations. So this is something that we need to look at. But I think it goes also a long way in some flexibility that we need to put into our joint development processes and our thoughts in terms of what is our vision, what are we trying to accomplish for the side of Metro in terms of encouraging transit use and the like. So I think we need to, that helps shape what you're able to do if you identify what you want to try to achieve. So I think that goes a long way towards doing that. So good project.
Mr. Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The signage, how will the customer know the share of parking spaces versus the other spaces that the developer may have available for you?
Well, we part of the shared parking agreement is that the developer is going to maintain and manage the shared parking areas at WMATA rates, but they're going to manage them. And they have an obligation to provide signage that is approved by our parking folks at the time when they, you know, finalize their plans. Shared parking is not as easily identified as others, but I think this developer has gone a long way. Initially, they were going to sort of spread the shared parking around so you could almost not find it. And now the shared parking, you can enter either one of those garages during WMATA hours, during the shared parking agreement hours, and park anywhere there's an available space.
Now, how do we account for the money? What kind of accounting procedure are we going to have in the developer to make certain that WMATA gets its fair share of the revenue on the parking?
Well, the shared parking agreement, because they build it and manage it and operate it and police it, they keep the money. We keep the money from anything that any of the spaces we have. We have 215 in the Metro garage, but we also have the kiss and ride areas and taxi areas and others where you know, we will be collecting. But as far as the shared parking areas go, they're taking over all of the maintenance, and I have to say, we're getting a good deal.
Last question. You said that will moderate
So all of the parking space within the will moderate rate. Developer will the hours that you mentioned earlier. I don't remember that. Developer would take the hit on the reduced cost for parking for the entire garage.
Well, believe it or not, the WMATA short-term rates are probably going to be higher than the market rates because retail, you know, generally you don't charge for the first hour and then you charge very little for whatever additional time you allow. And WMATA's short-term rates will be applied. In our parking garages, you pay $4 whether you park for 15 minutes or you park all day. In the short-term spaces, you pump the meter, you know, quarters in according to how much time you think you're gonna use. And for 4 hours, if you were going to do that, that's going to be more than what they would probably want to charge for their retail customers.
Thank you.
Michelle?
I would also like to join in thanking you for coming up with this proposal that seems to be a win-win situation. I've been monitoring this project and know at some points there was a lot of disagreement. Two things that I'd like to see continued work on, because I know the development process still has a ways to go between now and then, is pedestrian access. Along this corridor there, and in this area in particular, there are pedestrians who cross the rail to get from A to B. When I heard about that, I cringed, and we're looking at a pedestrian crossing to prevent that from happening. And in fact, with some of the security that will happen along the rail lines in the near future, that will be prohibited. But the more we can encourage safe pedestrian access, not only to the site, but across the site, people right. getting from A to B, that will just help everyone, and I hope we'll be able to enhance that as we move through the process. And then parking, in the district, we think there's not enough talk about parking pricing, which would take on like a hot lanes model where you value the asset based on the number of people who want to use it and then how you want to control it, what level of turnover or capacity you want. And we've been working on trying to get a federal grant to do more on that, and there's no model out there. So, boy, wouldn't it be nice for us to be the model. So with this and with other parking pricing discussions, I would really love for us to look at moving more in that direction. Thank you.
Well, I can add to that, too, a little bit, that whether we want to or not, the local jurisdictions in various forms are implementing through their zoning requirements, which apply to us, all of these concepts for reduced parking, shared parking, transportation and traffic management, parking management districts, and the like. And so we are dealing with a moving target that is now being implemented through their zoning and master planning. And it's a good thing. I mean, you know, in a comprehensive way, it's a good thing. It would be a better thing if it was a regional effort instead of having to deal with it's not just three jurisdictions, it's like eight, because there are cities that have planning authorities, et cetera. So.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Mr. Chairman, had some experience with dealing with parking issues in any urbanizing area. Is going to, you know, find that one of the biggest challenges. I think above ground structured parking is now running somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 and up a space. Underground parking can be $35,000 or $40,000 a space. It winds up being the biggest investment that you're making in terms of what things the public's getting out of a new development, and most people don't see it, and it ultimately detracts from all the other things you'd like to get out of the benefits. Public and private for development. So if you're doing any more than you need to do, you're spending an awful lot of money to get it. And at the same time, we have the phenomena often in these areas, and again, we've experienced this, particularly in the earlier stages of development in Arlington since the opening of the metro lines, where you have an apparent shortage of parking. People can't find a place to park. And in fact, under the ground, there are empty spaces all over the place that were built at very great cost. It's really inefficient. And so shared parking has simply got to be part of the solution. It's the only thing that makes any sense at all. and we have pushed for some years for shared parking on most developments. We don't always get it, but we've gotten it a lot in a number of cases. As we found that some developments wind up truly being overparked. They're empty spaces. I mean, if you go, for instance, into the Market Common, which has, you know, become somewhat emblematic of, you know, new urban development, transitory development, it's got famous, it sold for a big price and all that. But that was one where we got shared parking, and we found that the residences were not using up the parking anyway, because a block away from the metro, it turns out people actually do that, and they have a higher propensity to not own cars, which doesn't mean you don't have a parking problem in the area, but you can really solve a lot of it to the extent you can incorporate shared parking. So I think to the extent that you're able to do that here, you know, congratulations to everybody who's been working on what I know is a complex problem, similar to ones that, as I said, we've had a struggle with. But I think it just has to become part of our, you know, common vocabulary. Every time we look at a development, we need to be talking about shared parking, about efficient use of the parking resource. You got to have it, but fine-tuning it is really tough, because if you have too little, everybody's going to go crazy, from neighbors to the people trying to get to a place. If you have too much, you're wasting a lot of resources. So it really is important to work at getting the parking right. So, again, congratulations to everybody working on this particular problem.
Mr. Litton, did you want to say something?
No. Okay. The motion is the second.
All right. Seeing nobody, no further discussion, I assume we're ready to vote on the approval of the final compact public hearing staff report for the Rhode Island Avenue Joint Development Site. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next we have the...
That's it?
Yeah, we do. I was just going to mention that the subsequent real estate meeting will be on Tacoma Park, which should be as lively as Rhode Island, at least. I'd like to make a motion that the board meet in real estate executive session to discuss contractual issues in accordance with board procedure Roman numeral 6.4.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?